Good morning and welcome. And no, it was not your computer. Ellie was muted. My fault. She jumped around. Yeah. And then she's playing so she doesn't see me sending her messages. But all is well. Please mute as we join together to sing our opening hymn, number 460, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you and thought word and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbled. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. That we may be in your way, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
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 Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll say together the Jubilate found on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Be joyful, in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
The psalm for today is Psalm 123, page 780 of the prayer book, or in your printout. To you I lift up my eyes.
To you enthroned in the heavens.
As the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their masters,
and the eyes of the maid to the hand of the mistress,
so our eyes look to the Lord our God,
until he shows us mercy.
Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy.
For we have had more than enough contempt.
Too much of the scorn of the indolent rich.
And of the derision of the proud.
A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron and had oppressed the Israelites cruelly 20 years. At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtolah, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon with his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please join me in saying Canticle 21, found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. You are God. We praise you. You are the Lord. We claim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The
glorious company of apostles. The noble fellowship of fellowship praise you. The white robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounding, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and Holy Spirit, advocate of God.
God.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun
the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death. And open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory
the everlasting.
Sandy, would you read the second reading, please?
A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the time and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 626, Lord, be thy word my rule.
St. Matthew 25th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven will be as one of a man going on a journey to summon his slaves. He entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to one 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he sent them away. One had received the 5 talents, went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. The same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. The one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things, I wish you enjoyed many things. Enter into the joy of your master. The one who had 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things, I wish you enjoyed many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then he received the 1 talent that came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you are a harsh man, reaping which you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather that where I did not scatter. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. And on my return, I had received what was my own with interest. So take the time from him and give the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given. And they will have an abundance, but those who have nothing, even what they have, will be taken away. Yes, to the source of the slave thrown into darkness, or darkness for the weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want to start by thanking you for the vacation of the last couple of weeks. It helped a lot to get out and to walk 4 to 5 hours a day, to enjoy some of the sights, to have time to reflect and to muse and to unwind and to relax. And yes, I even found a gluten-free bakery that made the most sublime key lime cheesecake I've ever eaten. But this last week, as I was pondering the readings for this week, 2 thoughts stuck with me. One, this is the last week of discipleship season. Next week is Christ the King Sunday, where we recognize Christ as ruler over all nations, ruler of the universe, in his power and his authority and his might. And then the following week is Advent 1. So this is the last time we're going to hear about discipleship and how we are called to be disciples in this season before we enter the next season. The second is that we don't always have this collect. Depending on when Easter falls, we hear some of the collects, but not all of them. But this is one of my favorite. Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us and our Savior Jesus Christ. That idea that we're not supposed to just hear the Scripture once a week or in Sunday school and we're done, that we're supposed to not only read it, we're supposed to mark it, learn it, inwardly digest it. We're supposed to take our Bible daily, if not weekly, and put in it, mark those passages that really stick to us, those passages that give us hope, those passages that challenges us, and we put a question mark next to them so that we can really study them and inwardly digest. It's almost like chewing on the word so that we learn. These scriptures were written so that we may know God, know Jesus, and know how to live. It's not just a story we're hearing. It's a way of life. And so in this last week of discipleship season, this invitation to just read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest so that we may know the hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ. What a gift. But we start this week's readings from the book of Judges. And if you read the Old Testament, people messed up, God renewed the covenant. People messed up, God renewed the covenant. It starts with Adam and Eve. They messed up, God renewed the covenant. Noah's Ark, the people messed up, God renewed the covenant. Sodom and Gomorrah, the people messed up, God renewed, and it goes on and on throughout scripture. And so in Judges today, that's the first thing we hear is that the people of Israel again, did evil in the sight of the Lord. And so they had been handed over to the foreign king. They had, again, lost to the army and fallen under occupation. And who does God choose? He chooses Deborah, a woman, as a prophet, or a priestess, sorry, and as the ruler of the peoples of Israel while they're in occupation. And so the peoples are crying out, we don't like this. What have we done wrong? And they're turning back to God. And it says then that God hears the cries of their people. And he says that over and over and over again through scripture, God hears our cries. When we call upon him, turn to him, he hears and he answers. And so Deborah, the ruler at that time of the people of Israel, the ones that people would go to with civil disagreements, the ones that people would go to for questions about how they are to live. She called the general of the army. She said, God has heard you, God has heard us, and now is the time to assemble the army. You have won victory over the oppressive king. We don't get to hear the end of the story. I encourage you to read it. It's an interesting story, but what's even more interesting is God chooses whom he chooses. They would not have expected a woman at that time to be their ruler, and yet that's who God chose. God chose Moses, who was a murderer and a stutterer, to get the people out of slavery and to bring them to the promised land. God chose David, although he was the greatest king who united the kingdoms, he's also had a problem with fidelity. God chose Abraham and Sarah, well past beyond childbearing age, to birth the entire nation of Israel. And God chose Mary, a young, unmarried woman, to be the mother of the Messiah, our Savior. And God has chosen you as one of his disciples. Today in the gospel, we hear Jesus starts out, it is as if a man going on a journey. It is as if that story, that parable, that teaching lesson. He's telling us about the kingdom of heaven again. For week after week after week, this entire summer, I've talked about Jesus is saying kingdom of heaven here on earth. That's our purpose as disciples, to build the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus tells us more about this abundant God, the kingdom of heaven. And he says, it is as if a man going on a journey summons his slaves and entrusts his entire property to them. And I think about that. Who in their right mind would entrust all their wealth to their slaves? Those people who have absolutely no power, no authority, no wealth, no prestige, nothing. And it says that this man gave the first slave 5 talents, the second slave 2 talents, the third slave 1 talent, according to their abilities. And to step aside for just a moment, 1 talent, 1 gold coin in today's economy is $1.5 million. So then I looked that up. How much gold would $1.5 million? Well, it's 793 ounces, which is 50 pounds of gold coins he gave to the man with 1 talent. That's the equivalent. So the first man, five talents, $4 million. He entrusted to him, and then the man went away for a very long time. And I think about that. If I was given $4 million from somebody who may or may not ever come back, well, that's kind of like winning the lottery. And when I think about it, many of my friends and I over the years have said, so what would you do if you won the lottery? We love to dream about what we would do if we had unlimited wealth. But this is what these slaves were entrusted with, to invest. And it said that the man came back after a long, long time. The man came back and the first slave came to him and he said, you gave me five. I invested it wisely. Here's five more, and gave it back to the master. Gave back that 10 talents to the master. And the master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master. And then he does the same with the man who had two talents and made another two talents and gave it all back to the master. And the master again said, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master. And then we come to the third, who had one talent, and he starts off, I knew you were untrustworthy. I knew you were wicked. I knew you were mean. I knew you, so I buried it, and here's your one talent back. And we hear the very difficult to hear. He's thrown into the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. But I think of all that we have been given, the abundance of what we have been given. And what do we do if we hold it all to ourselves, bury it, don't even use it ourselves? Then we have taken ourselves out of the kingdom of heaven. We have put ourselves apart, because this was to build up the kingdom of heaven. Think of how much we are entrusted with. All of creation. All of creation. Of the bountiful harvest. I think of my little backyard this year. I enjoyed tomatoes and squash and the herbs, the basil, making pesto out of it. I enjoyed the raspberries and the blueberries and the peaches. Small as the harvest was this year, it was delicious. We have been given this. We have been given, as hard as we work for them, we have been given our homes, as large or as small as they are. This is a gift. I think of our children, for those of us who are blessed with children and grandchildren, what has been entrusted to us for a season? The bounty of God's goodness, giving us these children and grandchildren. And I think of our friends. We know when we invest in our friends, we reap from that. And we can share that with others. We have been given so much. So much has been entrusted to us to build forth the kingdom of heaven. God has chosen you, invested in you, entrusted you with this building of the kingdom of heaven, with the resources you have been given. Some of us a lot, some of us little. But I think of the poem, The Summer Day, Mary Oliver, when she asks, tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life, with the gifts you have been given? I pray that when I face that final day, I can hear, well done, good and trustworthy servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to reaffirm your faith with me in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the everlasting. Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help of all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them. Read, learn, and inwardly digest them. We may embrace and ever confess the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who reigns, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please mute as we sing together, My Life Flows On.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off hymn, that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain never bells ringing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? No song can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from
Form 6 found on page 392 of the prayer book or in your printout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are our love.
This community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
The just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel
and all seek the truth.
Our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
The special needs and concerns of this congregation, we pray for Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Mario, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, Adrian, Food Pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Scott, for Dick.
For Gina.
Yes.
Ben. Katie, Matt, and Jim. Hear us, Lord,
for your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The people of St. James and of all that we've been given by you.
For the safe return.
The blessings of our children and our grandchildren. We will exalt, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Hallowed sword.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to join me in saying the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all you have made. We bless you for our creation and all blessings of this life, and above all, our treasure, our heart, the world, and the redemption of the world, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the closing hymn number 409, The Spacious Firmament on High.
Thank you.
the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.
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 Thanks.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.